Journey with Judy. Honest, open, transparent. It's hot.
There's no such thing as perfect people. There's no such thing as a perfect life. So come as you are, broken and scarred. Lift up your heart and be amazed and be changed by a perfect God.
Good morning. Thank you for choosing to journey with Judy as we are like in this place in the middle of August, wondering, like, how did we get here? I mean, we start the summer off like we've got nothing but time, and we look back at this point and realize it's almost over, right? It's just about almost over, at least for our friends from Illinois who come up to visit us here in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. For us, we get to go back to school in a few more weeks, so we get to enjoy that you're gone, and we can have the lake and the parking spaces all to ourselves. But that being said, I'm wondering if you can relate to doing something over and over the same time and then trying to convince yourself that, like, you really didn't know, like, you didn't see that coming. Because here's the deal. Back in the day when I was under the influence, I could blame my decisions or lack of action around decisions on just like being under the influence. Like my mood, my mind, my judgment was absolutely faded. And so a lot of times I just didn't follow through. I didn't do what I needed to do. And 99% of the time, even though I wanted to, I was incapable of following through. And so the time that my dad bought me a new car, which in theory sounds amazing. At 18 years old, everyone wants their own brand new car. However, it came on the tail end of my mother's death, which is the only reason I got the car. So now, even though you thought I was a spoiled brat, now you can feel sorry for me because that's why I got the car. That being said, my only responsibility was to take care of this vehicle right now. Now that I'm a communication coach and specialist, I understand that words have a lot of different meanings to a lot of different people. And so when my dad said to take care of the car, he was not really clear on defining that word, those words, taking care. And so, of course, at that point in my life, as many of you know, I was strung out on many mind and mood altering substances. And so I couldn't even take care of myself, never mind taking care of a car. So, yes, I am the person who never changed the oil to the point where, just so you know, if you do that, it actually ruins the entire vehicle. Like, I don't think you can fix a car when you run it out of oil and drive it around indefinitely until you just leave it on the side of the road so you can go do more things that you shouldn't have been doing in the first place, and then just try to tell your dad that you did what he asked, which was taking care of the car. So here's the thing. When I was 18, that seemed to make sense to me. It seemed a little bit more acceptable than now that I'm 53 years old and I'm still doing more of the same kinds of things. And so when I say to you, like, what is my car, my kid's ear, my tooth, my door handle, the bench on the back porch, my refrigerator, what do all of those things have in common? And what they all have in common is that they have been ignored to such a degree or dismissed for such a period of time that we just decided later would be better. But honestly, as we've learned in, you know, if you're journeying with me on a regular basis, sometimes later makes it greater, makes the collateral damage, what could have been easily manageable, like a whole lot more difficult. So I have this vehicle now, and while I do change the oil, actually I don't, my man does, and of course he has to be mindful of when he changes it, and because I don't pay attention to it, I did hear this noise, and I heard it, and I heard it, and I heard it, but you know, I kind of jam out in my car, and I'm driving, and I have the music so loud, and so the few times I heard it, I kind of forgot about hearing it, and so for apparently weeks or months, while I was driving around, ignoring, dismissing, and discarding this sign and signal that something was going drastically wrong, the damage to the car was considerably more than it actually needed to be. Now, not only with vehicles, I do that with my body. You know, your body is like a very intelligent working thing that tells you, like, it puts these like red flags out when you need to eat or sleep or go on a vacation or whatever. So I'm guilty of not taking care of my teeth. Now, you've heard my dentist stories and stuff. And so I went to the dentist in January. I got some new teeth. I'm super excited about them. They don't fall out, so that's a beautiful thing. However, I had this one that absolutely had to get addressed, okay? So later is better. So now here we are in July, or August, actually. July, when I first called the dentist. They can get me in November. So now my tooth is not only infected, but it's abscessed. And where I needed just a cavity filled, now I need like a root canal. And so is later better, or does later make the damage greater? Like, later seems to make greater problems for Judy Hair. Okay, so one of my kids, they wouldn't let me tell you which one, had a little wax in her ear, and she didn't maintain it, didn't clean it out. And it got to the point where I was wondering why she wasn't listening and responding to me. I just thought that made her like my other children. But anyway, what happened was, when we finally dug in there, there was this really large wax ball that really just could have been handled early on. So back to my door handle, that's that thing that you jimmy a few times and it opens, and then all of a sudden you feel it's getting loose, it's getting looser, and then when it falls off, you very conveniently tuck it under the couch and hope that your husband doesn't notice, because not only did it fall off, but you lost the damn screw to put it back on the door. So here's the deal. Is it just me? Because when all that stuff happens, I say, who knew? Bob says, you knew, and I know that you knew too. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. We'll be back after. All right, so welcome back. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. And so, I mean, for weeks we've been kind of talking about, if you know better, then doesn't that mean that you'll do better? Doesn't experience in a situation make you wiser? I mean, if something's predictable, is it not preventable, right? And after weeks and weeks of beating this topic, it's back up for discussion, kind of from a different perspective, but validating and cementing our continued teaching, which is nothing changes when nothing changes. And why is it that we are repeat offenders when we know the impact is going to be, if it's later, the impact will probably be greater? So I mentioned a few things that I've experienced just in the last week, and they are repeats of and repeating cycles of defeat from like back in the day when I had I had a reason to blame on my irresponsibility, lack of accountability, lack of awareness. I was just completely irresponsible. But now when I do those same things, I don't want to say it's embarrassing, but it's kind of like, why do I just keep doing more of the same? Why, when my refrigerator was not keeping things cold and it was making some funny noises and the door didn't close right, that I didn't just get the issue resolved and get the parts that were needed, but instead waited till all the food went bad in it, and then what could have cost me nothing ended up being like a monumental situation that could have been resolved? Why is it when I bought this little tiki bench that I thought was so cute, it actually wasn't little, it would fit three or four people, but it looks so perfect, and Bob said it's not a good thing, you really need to like do some kind of like stain it or something because the bees eat it? Okay. How could a little bee eat a bench so big? Well, they literally ate the entire finish off the bench until I have none. Okay, so why is it that when things are predictable, we don't step in and get ahead of them, but instead we feel so bad because we get run over or got run over one more time, right? So if we know nothing changes when nothing changes, what is it going to take for us to be willing to make a change, right? If we know that it's not only up to us to be aware of it, but there's these signs and signals and indicators, like some are just so blatantly obvious. Some of the things in our life, they continue. It's not like the alarm that you turned off. It's not like the snooze button that if you keep hitting snooze, you'll keep getting reminded. But it's like this thing that's flashing over and over again, like if you don't pay attention, things are going to be worse than they really needed it to be, right? So here's the deal. What happens, right, it's not even about the new parts. Oftentimes for us in the spiritual realm, it's about a new heart, right? It's about recognizing that if we don't take care of what we have, then not only will that not work the way it's supposed to. But then what happens is we got some new issues as a direct result of the unresolved issues. And then we blame the unresolved issues for the new issues. And we just keep repeating this cycle of defeat. So I'm hoping that you can relate that when there's a noise in your car, like, and actually Bob even said this when I called him and said, babe, you got to remind me that this noise, you got to remind me to let you drive my car to hear this noise. His solution was just turn the music up. Okay, so I'm not the only person who thinks like a crazy person, right? Because oftentimes we want to think, well, you know, this really has nothing to do with that. This has everything to do with that. It is because of this particular thing that we find ourselves in a similar or worse situation going forward. This can be layered into any aspect of our life. I mean, when we do what we always did, we get what we always got. It's just the way it works. It's financial, it's relational, it's social, it's professional, it's sexual, it's moral, it's every single piece of our puzzle. When we don't do something different, the likelihood is we won't only get more of the same, but it's very possible that we will get worse of the same. Okay, so why do we do that? Why are we not willing to just step in and make new that which seem to have gotten old? Now, here's the thing about getting old. My daughter Campbell turned 17 years old this past week. Okay. If she's getting older, that means I'm getting older. And the fact, like Bob said to me on the morning of her birthday, I'm digressing and diverting here for a minute. So I've always gotten enough birthday presents for the ages that my kids are. So Campbell got 17 presents when she woke up the morning of her 17th birthday. Now, 10 of them were different kinds of candy, but the reality is there's enough things to open to indicate the age that you are. And so Bobby and I were talking about, like, where did the time go? And he said, you know, Jude, I wish people would have told us how fast the time was going to go. Okay, I very lovingly and respectfully said to my husband, they told us, my friend, they told us, baby, but we didn't listen. Like, why is it that other people step into our life and see what we can't see? They lovingly tell us, right, from their own experience and wisdom and insight that probably they know better, and so they give us this wisdom and insight, and we kind of discard it, and then we blame people for not telling us why we're not doing things different. Because here's what has to happen. Something has got to change. We have got to renovate, redecorate, refurbish. We got to do something. And by definition, well, let me tell you what that is on the other side of the break. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1, and that is because of Cunis Country Auto Group that we even have this show, Journey with Judy, 6 years running. And for all previous shows, you know, I know you know this. Let me just remind you of this. You can go to my Judy Hare YouTube channel where Lake 96.1 posts every single show that I've done in the past. So you could listen to me for 500 different times if you really, really want to. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.
So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be.
All right, so welcome back, my friends. I cannot be the only one who does the same thing over and over as a repeat offender and then a pretender that I didn't know. I mean, I married you a guy, when I say who knew, he says you knew, and then I say but you knew, and neither one of us took action about something that now has become later, which in turn has become greater, right? So we are ignorers of certain things. And here's the thing. I know what it's like to ignore a situation because we're busy, because we put it off, because something else becomes more important. But when it comes to maintaining our spiritual life, the condition of our heart, like, we know that everything flows from our heart, right? We know we can't give what we don't have. We cannot love and forgive and be patient and kind and merciful and all the things that God is calling us to do when we are running on empty, when we need some new parts. It's an indication that we need a new heart. And so if we really do take this whole thing called faith seriously, then we're looking to be renovated. We're looking to be made over. We're looking. I could really use a makeover. That's like a whole nother thing. This guy called me the other day and he goes, I just want to let you know that your car is really old. It has a lot of miles and it needs way more new parts than you ever thought. And it's like, are you talking about me? Or are you talking about my dang car? Because that sounded like he was talking about me. I need to be refurbished. And I need, oftentimes, even though God has done this work in my heart that has been so profoundly transformational, like, I got to keep up with it. I got to keep doing what I used to do to know that he will keep making all things new. So when it comes to being refurbished, like, it means a multitude of things. It means that they can take something that might be old and used and previously maybe even destroyed or not even enjoyed, right? Like a piece of old furniture, and renovate it and fix it up and make it like new. Like, actually, they can take and overhaul something. Like, some of those shows, I mean, Bob and I do not watch a lot of TV that we both like. Like, he wants to watch Live PD. I want to watch The Preachers. And somewhere we land on, you know, like the Fixer Upper thing, or we land on Suits, my favorite show. I'll save that for another day. But here's the thing. When they renovate something, like, you can't believe what it looked like before. And when you see the before and after, you would never have believed that that could have happened. See, that's what God does. He promises to give us a new heart. He promises to put something new inside of you. And when he does that, he promises to remove, like, the residue. He's removing that which didn't end and yield the results that we had hoped for, right? He says, I'm going to give you a new spirit because it's going to be my spirit. It's going to cause you to follow and go to places that I'm calling you to. It's going to allow you to get ahead of things that you're currently getting run over by. It's going to allow you wisdom and understanding, courage, right judgment, fear of not pleasing me, and wonder of the things that you can do when you allow me to work in and through you, right? My friends, I am a testimony to God rebuilding what has been ruined. I am a testimony of God restoring what has been so broken. And as I approach, I'm going to approach this 25-year mark of being married to the same man. Actually, he's not the same man, nor am I the same woman. And we're giving God the glory for that, because that, too, is something that God has made new. So I think I'm running out of time. Let me ask, are we running out of time? We got to go. We got to wrap this up. So I'm asking you to be reminded this week that if you do what you always did, you'll just get what you always got. And my friends, the damage is always greater when we put it off till later. I'm not talking about your car. I'm not talking about your refrigerator. I'm talking about your marriage. I'm talking about your parenting. I'm talking about your accountability in the areas of relational, moral, professional, social, sexual, you name it. You cannot dismiss it. You cannot ignore it. Once the damage is done, sometimes it changes us forever. So if it is predictable, it is preventable. And there are way too many things in this life that absolutely take us by surprise. Let's do what we need to do to be who we're called to be. Otherwise, later will always be greater. Thanks for journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. If you're not going to do something different, then at least keep it hot, honest, open, and transparent. Peace out.